You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to McRae High School here in Clare City for tonight's girls basketball game, Camden Conference matchup, as we're getting close to wrapping up the regular season. It's the McRae Wolverines hosting the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight here in Clare City. It was a rainy, wet drive over from Madison Dawson to Clare City about an hour ago, and hopefully doesn't freeze, but I think we'll be okay. McRae comes in with a record of 13 wins, 10 losses. They're 11-6 in Camden Conference. The Blackjacks have 7 wins and 15 losses overall. They're 5-11 in the Camden Conference. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for tonight. Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, and with offices in Camby and Madison. For the McRae Wolverines, a junior, a guard, 5'5". She wears my favorite number in high school sports, 0, Ella Kienitz. Number 2, Annie Bourne. Annie's a 5'6" junior guard. Number 3, Sydney Tyne, a 5'9" senior forward. Number 4, Emma Tyne, a freshman at 5'11", and a forward. And one of the better basketball players in Southwest Minnesota. She's only a ninth grader. She's 6', a forward, Brielle Jansen. That's your starting five for head coach Sean Condon, assisted by Bryce Olson and Dana Johnson. I mentioned the McRae Wolverines, 13 wins and 10 losses. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, number 1, a junior, 5'8" forward, Ayanna Hasted. Number 4, 5'7" senior guard, Chelsea Hughesby. Number 11, a 5'9" senior forward, Kate Dahl. Number 13, 5'10" junior post player, Haley Anderson. And number 23, a junior, 5'5" guard, Allison Essling. The Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson and Josh Dorn. Assistant coach, Terry White. The team captains are Kate Dahl, Chelsea Hughesby. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Camby and Madison. Once again, for the Wolverines, it's Kienitz, Bourne, Tyne, and Jansen. Blackjacks, Hasted, Hughesby, Dahl, Anderson, and Essling. These two teams just played back on February 6th and in Dawson, and it was a barn burner. It went into overtime. McRae won it in overtime by a score of 57-53. B-Squad game was just completed here at McRae High School, and it was a very low-scoring B-Squad game, 19-6. McRae defeating Dawson Boyd in B-Squad, 19-6. There was no C-Squad. A lot of the games, because of the weather, have been moved up time-wise so everyone can get home safely. Got a couple updates already. We've got a final in girls basketball. YME defeated Benson 55-30. And La Caprile Valley girls basketball game with Morris. The Eagles are supposed to play at Morris. That has been postponed and it will be made up this Thursday up in Morris. The La Caprile Valley Eagles, 18-0 in Camden Conference play, 21-3 overall. Other girls basketball tonight, Bolds at Central Minnesota Christian, Tracy Milroy Belton at Laverne, Fulda at RCW. A lot of boys basketball. We've got a halftime score already out at La Caprile Valley, KMS. They're 16-5. They're leading the Eagles 36-21 in boys basketball at halftime. And McRae's at Dawson Boyd. I haven't got an update on that yet. Mineota's at Camby. They were tied 13-13 as they were just starting their game in Camby. Lakeview's at YME. Central Minnesota Christian at RCW. state-ranked RTR at Tracy Milroy Belt, and that's your boys' basketball schedule for tonight. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the opening tip-off between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the McRae Wolverines in girls' basketball.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to McRae High School here on this Tuesday night. They're having some technical difficulties. They got the national anthem played, but the PA don't have no sound, so as of yet, anyway. And so I'm not sure what they're going to do. They might just start playing basketball without any introductions. Yesterday, the PA guy's going to yell. He's not going to use the mic. Yeah. The PA guy is not using his microphone because it's not working, so he just stands up and starts shouting. That's the way to do it. Anyway, last night, Dawson Boyd, they were in Prinsburg, and they lost to the Blue Jays by a score of 50-31. They were led by Allison Swazinski. She had 10 points to lead the Blackjacks in scoring in that 50-31 loss to the Blue Jays. Alyssa Swazinski, excuse me. And that loss to the Blue Jays last night. And McRae did not play last night, so Blackjacks, talking with Coach Rachel Hawkinson, they've played a lot of games in the last 10 nights, and she's waiting to get back to some practice time. And so you can hear the PA guy in the background yet. I got to give a hats off to the Clear City and or the McRae community. It's the first time I've been in the McRae gym since they had an addition to the opening as you walked into the McRae High School. Beautiful new addition. Still the same gym, and they've got electronic scoreboards, new scoreboards, a jumbotron in the gym here, but the cafeteria area at McRae High School and where you go to buy tickets is just an amazing, beautiful building they built here at McRae High School. Surely a lot different than coming in the side door like I always did. Well, once again, your starters for Dawson Boyd tonight, Ayanna Hasted, Chelsea Hughesby, Kate Dahl, Haley Anderson, and Allison Estling. For the Wolverines, you got the Tynes, Sydney, and Emma. Emma's just a ninth grader. Brielle Jansen's only a ninth grader, so the Wolverines have two starters that are freshmen. And then you got Ella Keenett and Annie Bourne. And a good job by the PA guy. I'm not sure who he is, but a great job by him. He really belted the starting lineouts out there without a microphone. So we are ready to roll here in Clare City tonight. Of course, the weather playing a factor of moving all the games up. They've moved this game up. They only give it like a five-minute halftime in B-Squad and move things right along quickly. And so we are ready to roll. And Haley Anderson jumping center. Haley Anderson jumping center with Brielle Jansen. And double tip there, and the possession goes with the McRae Wolverines. And Sydney Tyne over to Keenest. And the Blackjacks going to start in the zone defense. Here's a three-point shot by Bourne from the outside. Essling, a nice job there by Allison Essling for blocking out. And kept the Wolverine from getting to the ball. It went out of bounds. It'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. Here's a full court press put on by McRae, and the Blackjacks break it beautifully. And then here's Kate Dahl with a jumper. And Kate Dahl gets the Blackjacks on the scoreboard. Right off the bat here, 2-0, Dawson Boyd. Emma Thine. Top of the key, here's Sydney Tyne for a three-point shot. Rattled in and out, no good. Hughesby with the rebound. Chelsea up the floor across midcourt quickly. Gets it over to Hasted. Anna's got an opening, goes, and the Wolverines defend that well. Dawson Boyd 2, McRae nothing. Kate Dahl with the basket. Pass now Dahl inside to Essling. Shot up, no good. Close-in shot there by Allison Essling. Wouldn't fall. And now the Wolverines go down the floor, and we're going to have a foul. Probably going to be on Hughesby, number 10, Brielle Jansen. That foul was on Hughesby. Inbound pass to Jansen, partially blocked by Chelsea. And no whistle there, and a good defensive play on the inbound pass there by Dawson Boyd. Hughesby to Dahl on the right wing. 2-0, Blackjacks lead. Essling, top of the key, drives by a defender, now falls down, ball's loose, and it's picked up by McRae. They're quickly across half court. Emma Thine, here's a long three-point shot put up, and that was by Keenest, I believe. Or, excuse me. And it's no good, and it goes out of bounds. Blackjacks get the ball. A little four-court pressure once again. A little pressure put on by McRae. Essling will get it across midcourt. She's triple-teamed at midcourt. Now finds Hughesby all the way down to Haley. Haley shot up. No good. Kate Dahl with the rebound and put back. Kate Dahl with another basket. She's got all 4 points for Dawson Boyd. And the Blackjacks lead 4-0. Oh, nice opening there and drive by Sydney Tyne. She uses her left hand and she was pushed. Ball goes out of bounds and Brielle Jansen grabbed the ball. It'll be a foul on Hasted on a push on Jansen. Alexis Noble, a senior, into the game. Jansen will come out. 4-0, Dawson Boyd. McRae inbounds it underneath their basket. Here's a shot by Sydney, and it's good. And the McRae Wolverines get on the board on a short jumper by Sydney Tynes. Blackjacks on offense. Here's Dawes in the paint, puts up the shot, and it blows off the rim. Hughesby with the rebound, and she gives it to Dawes. Dahl back out to Hughesby. Baseline shot by Chelsea. Good. Good ball movement there by Dawson Boyd. And Chelsea Hughesby gets a basket. And the Blackjacks lead 6-2. Blackjacks hurry back on defense in their zone. Ella Keenitz, number zero, to Annie Bourne. Back to Keenitz. Now they lob it to the free throw line. 6-2, Dawson Boyd. McCray beat the Blackjacks. Now the ball's picked off by Hughesby. Here's Essling with the ball. Going hard to the basket. Allison lays it up and in. What a nice play by Allison Essling. And a timeout by McCray's head coach, Sean Condon. And the Eagle, or the Blackjacks lead 8-2. 14:57 to play in the first half. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Cambie, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
All right, welcome back to McCray High School. Camden Conference girls basketball game tonight. And the Blackjacks have an 8-2 lead, and the McCray Wolverines coming out of the timeout threw the ball away. Now the ball's stolen there by Annie Bourne. Here's Jansen, goes to the basket. She's fouled hard there by Anna Hasted. Blackjacks lead 8-2. 4 points for Kate Dahl. Essling with 2 points and Hughesby with 2 points. Now into the game for the Blackjacks is a ninth grader, 5'5" forward, Alyssa Swazinski. And the free throw by Jansen is good. Brielle, one of the leaders in scoring in the Camden Conference. And she's a ninth grader. I remember her last year as an eighth grader. Free throws up. Full free throws good by Brielle Jansen. Blackjacks with the ball. Swazinski throws the ball all the way down the court to Essling. Back to Alyssa. Alyssa, left wing to Essling. 8-4, Dawson Boyd. Dahl in the paint. Puts up a shot blocked by Jansen, and now Jansen blocked the shot, and Kate Dahl is whistled for a travel. Oh, my. I'm not sure about that one. Ball was blocked by Jansen, and she came down with it, and the referee said she traveled. So it's 8-4, Dawson Boyd. McCray on the offense here. Sydney Thine bounces it in. Shot put up there by Emma Thine. No good. Rebounded by Haley Anderson. And here's Allison Essling. She's going to go right to the basket. Kissed it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Annie Bourne. We're going the other way. Quickly down the floor. Emma Thine on the baseline. Back out to the top of the key. Here's Annie Bourne with a jump shot. And it's good for Annie Bourne. Her first basket. And it's 8-6. 8-6. Dawson Boyd, Essling to Kate Dahl for three. No, it won't go. And they're fighting for the rebound, and Annie Bourne comes up with it for McCray. She's off and running with Keenitz. Down low to Brielle Jansen. Her shot missed close in. Rebounded by McCray, and a foul on Dawson Boyd going for the basket. Ball. 8-6. It's a two-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks 5-11 in the conference. Inbound pass to Jansen, puts up a long three, no good. There's a nice rebound and put back by Sydney Thine. She's got 4 of the 8 points, so we're tied up 8-8. Blackjacks almost threw the ball away. Here's Rachel Jorgens into the game. Dahl for three from the corner. Kate Dahl hits a three-pointer from the corner. And a timeout by head coach Sean Condon, her second already here in the first half. big basket by Dahl, and it's 11-8 with 13:07 to play here in the first half. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo here at McRae High School tonight. Appreciate everyone tuning in. We got a lot of people listening online. I want to give a shout out to Mary and Dan Sosinski listening from Connecticut. And that's the aunt and uncle of Alyssa. And we appreciate you tuning in all the way from Connecticut tonight. And Jansen goes down low and gets another basket. Brielle Jansen, that's her first field goal. And it's 11-10. Dawson Boyd leading by 1 point. Here's the Swazinski for three. Alyssa Swazinski hits a three-pointer, a deep three there by Alyssa. And Alyssa's just a ninth grader. And she popped a good one. Here's a three shot by McRae's number three, Sydney Pine. And the three balls are flying all of a sudden. It's 14-13, Dawson Boyd. Sosinski with the ball by the free throw line. She's been double-teamed. Now gets the ball over to Kate Dahl. Nice three-point shot there by Alyssa Sosinski. Dahl with the ball. Dahl, Kate has a three-pointer in the game. 1 point lead for Dawson Boyd. 11:48 to play before halftime. Essling goes into the layup, missed it. Jansen with the rebound, throws it down low, and a nice fast break there as Emma Fine puts the ball in the hoop. Boy, Jansen, Brielle, 6 foot, ninth grader. She can run the floor well. And the McRae Wolverines steal the ball. They have a one-point lead. Here's another fast break, and it's too far. Jansen steps out of bounds. 15-14, first lead of the night here for the McRae Wolverines. Comes at the 11:21 mark. So it's a one-point lead for McRae. And so this, the pass too far. Dahl picks it up, and we're going to have a foul on time. Oh, they're going to foul. The foul's on Jansen. I thought it was on Tynes. Sosinski is going to inbound the ball right in front of the scorer's table. Alyssa gets it into Hughesby. Blackjacks are down by a point now, by one, 15-14. Here's Kate for three in the lead. No good off the front of the rim. Rebounded there by Bourne. McRae with their one-point lead over midcourt. Blackjacks set up quickly. They go inside. Here's a three-pointer by Tyne. Rolls off the rim. Nice rebound by Kate Dahl. Kate's playing a great first half here. Good box out by Kate. Good rebound by Dahl. Here's Swadinski outside the three-point arc. Being guarded tightly by Brielle Jansen. That's two ninth graders going at it head-to-head there. Essling at the free throw line. Dahl goes, drops it down low to Kate. Kate with a short jumper, good. That was really good ball movement there by the Blackjacks, and a good shot there by Dahl. And the Blackjacks regain the lead. We got a barn burner here in McRae tonight, folks. 16-15, one-point lead. Oh, wide open in the paint is number four, Emma Tyne. That's her first, number three. Oh, they give that the, I think they give that the wrong time, sister. Anyway, shot put up, no good by Dawson Boyd. Essling with the rebound. Dahl has it. goes to the basket, kisses it in, and rolls around the rim, no good. And now a jump ball is called. Oh, my. Kate Dolph, the basket underneath just went around the rim, around, and fell away. Essling comes out. Matro Jorgens back in. So we got Swazinski, Anderson, Dahl, Hughesby, and Jorgens. Alyssa gets the ball from the referee underneath the blackjack basket, gets it into Kate in the corner. Now to Swazinski. Kate Dahl. 17-16, Haley Anderson in the paint, shot up, good, there's your first basket for Haley Anderson, and the Blackjacks, back and forth we go with the lead here, 9:27 to play, long three-pointer there by Bourne, no good, rebounded by Jansen, ball's loose, Kate Dahl picks it up, here's Kate Dahl, now Bourne steals it right back, McCray gets the ball back, they're down by a point. 18-17. Here's Jansen. Down low in the corner. Shot put up there by Noble. Baseline shot, no good. Rebounded by Emma. Now a long shot by Sydney, no good. Jansen with the rebound. I think she was pushed from behind by Anderson. Dawson Boyd leading, 18-17. Ball was on Chelsea Hughesby, her second. Essling back in. Essling's going to come in for Hughesby. Good basketball game being played here. McCray inbounds it. Brielle with a short shot. Way short. No good. Essling with the Swazinski with the rebound. Alyssa quickly up the floor. And back over to Dahl. Blackjacks have a one-point lead. Essling in the left wing. Dribbles out of it. Now top of the key. Swings it over to Jorgens. Jorgens to Dahl. Boy, the Blackjacks. Here's Essling. Dahl, top of the key. Kate Dahl. 9 points. Lead the Blackjacks. Long three by Kate. She's fouled shooting a three-pointer. It doesn't go in, but Kate Dahl will go to the free throw line to shoot three free throws. Annie Bourne just knocked her over shooting a three. That was Bourne's first personal foul. And so Kate Dahl at the free throw line. She has 9 points. Make it 10. 2, 4, 6, 9, 10. Yep, 10 points for Kate. Puts the Blackjacks up by two. Second free throw, she'll get three. And that's good. Can she go for three for three here? It's 20-17. Dahl will get the basketball from the free throw line for her third free throw attempt. Up and good! She made all three free throws. 21-17. 21-17, Dawson Boyd. McCray with the ball. Bourne, Jansen at the top of the key, goes to the free throw line, jump shot off the front of the rim. The ball's loose. Jansen gets the rebound, goes back to the basket, lays it up and in. Boy, what hustle there by the ninth grader, Brielle Jansen. Blackjacks down the floor, and a shot put up by Essling, and she scores. We got a flurry of baskets here all of a sudden. 4 points for Essling. It's 23-19. Dawson Boyd leading, 7 minutes, 35 seconds to play in the first half. Emma Stein, here's a shot by Kienitz, no good. That was a three-pointer, rebound, and put back, and it's good by number three, Sydney Stein. She's got 11 points in the first half to lead McCray, and Dawson Boyd has a two-point lead, 23-21 now. Brielle Jensen steals the ball, goes in for a layup. Jensen with an easy steal and a layup. And Coach Rachel Hawkinson calling a timeout. Folks, we're tied 23-23 with 7:02 to play. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski, wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, we're back. Timeout's over by head coach Hawkinson. Rachel, 23-23 is the score. All tied up with 6:47 to go in the first half. Remember, these two teams went into overtime just last week in Dawson. Jorgens with the ball outside the three-point arc. Here's Essling. Essling looking for an opening. Swazinski clears it out. Now they go down low to Haley, and it's off. McCray Wolverine, Emma Tyne. Blackjacks get the ball underneath their own basket. We're tied 23-23. Jorgens bounces into Essling, and that's knocked out of bounds by a Wolverine. Really good first half of basketball. These girls are hustling out there, giving it 100%. Blackjacks inbounded. Essling with the ball. Wanted to shoot a three. Pulls it down. Dahl on the right wing. Back to Essling. Dribbles. Oh, no, she traveled. She dragged her foot. She's trying to pass the ball to Swazinski, and she traveled. 6:17 to play in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Go over some scores in the area. McCray with the ball. All tied up, 23-23. Kenitz. Here's Jensen. Jansen almost threw the ball out of bounds. Jansen with the ball in the corner, puts up a long three, rattle in and out, no good. Rebounded and put back by Emma Stein. 4 points for Emma. She's a ninth grader. And McCray with a two-point lead. Dahl goes to the basket, scores. Kate forced her way into the paint and shot over a couple Wolverines, 25-25. Dahl having a great first half. Shot put up there by Sydney, and it's rebounded by Haley Anderson. Here come the Blackjacks with a tie ball game, 25-25. Essling on the baseline. Back to Kate Dahl. Jansen guarding Dahl right now. Oh, Dahl, bad pass underneath, picked off by McCray. She's trying to hit Haley Anderson, breaking to the basket. But the Wolverines had that cover. Here's a three-pointer by Bourne from the baseline. That missed everything. McCray gets the ball back. Shot up and good. And a three-pointer by number four, Emma Dine. Ooh. 28-25. And the Blackjacks throw the ball away. Turnover there by Dawson Boyd. They're down by three now, 28-25. Here's Kienitz. Here's Jansen for three. That one missed, and Essling grabs the ball in the corner for Dawson Boyd. Hey, we're coming up the floor. The Blackjacks down by three. 4:24 to play. First half. Dahl wide open for a three. She has a good look. She knocks another three down. Holy cow. Kate Dahl with 17 points in the first half. 28-28. McCray's drives baseline, picked off by Kate Dahl. Kate Dahl with the steal. 28-28, the Blackjacks can take the lead with a basket. We're under 4 minutes to play before halftime. Haley Anderson, the Essling. Essling bounces it in, and Jorgens goes to the basket, and Rachel's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Deemed third.
And free throw is missed. Free throw is missed by Rachel. Score remains 28-28. Second free throw coming here by the junior, Rachel Jorgens. Free throw's up, and that one's good. Rachel Jorgens gets on the board. Hey, it's a one-point lead for Dawson Boyd right now, 29-28. Back and forth. We've gone all the first half. A lot of lead changes. McCray. They go down low to Jansen in the paint. Brielle with a right hand. Shot good. Brielle Jansen with another bucket, and that game puts her in double figures. She has 10 points here in the first half. 3:15 to play. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Blackjacks will keep the basketball. Dawson Boyd leading 30-29. Blackjacks inbound it to Kate Dahl. Kate now throws the ball underneath and it's picked off by McCray. Another turnover there by the Blackjacks. Essling steals it right back. And now a foul is going to be on McCray. He's number two, Annie Bourne. Good effort there by number 23, Allison Essling. Number 30-29, McCray leading, Dawson Boyd, but the Blackjacks have the possession with exactly 3 minutes to play. In the first half, that is, 30-29, Wolverines lead by one. Sosinski with the ball. Alyssa passes the ball to Kate. Kate goes to the basket, forces up the shot, gets a rebound, passes it down, and it's picked up. And, oh, Haley Anderson with a foul, a push from behind on Emma Thine. And we're going to go down the other end, I think. No free throws yet. That was Anderson's second. Looks like Taylen Jorgensen is set to come in. McCray with the ball with their one-point lead. They go to Emma. Here's Tienitz. Jansen on the baseline. They lob it underneath the basket. Kick it back out. Here's a three-point shot. It's short. Rebounded there by Emma Tyne. Now Annie Bourne has it for McCray. Sydney Tyne to Keenitz. 1 point lead for McCray. 30-29. 2:10 to go in the first half. Here's Keenitz for three. Off the back iron, no good. Jansen with the rebound. She loses it to Essling. Essling up to Kate Dahl. Kate, he almost lost the ball. Here's Anderson. Back to Kate. Kate. Deep three, good! Holy cow! Kate Dahl with another three-pointer. 20 points for Dahl. And that was from WNBA range. Holy smokes. That was 32-30, Dawson Boyd. 32-30, Kate Dahl. That was her third three-pointer. Dahl has 20 points here in the first half. McCray with a three. Shot. No good. Essling chases the loose ball down in the corner. Blackjacks have a two-point lead. 32-30 with 1:25 to go. Essling. Blackjacks playing well. Here's Jorgens. Now, Taylen Jorgensen into the game. They go down low to Sudinski, and then Alyssa couldn't catch the ball, and it goes right into McCray's hands. McCray with the basketball, down by two. Zone defense here by Dawson Boyd. McCray passing the ball. Now it lobs it underneath to Jansen. Goes to the basket. Easy basket there for Jansen. Folks were tied. 32-32, under a minute to go. Dahl for three again. Oh, my goodness, she hits another three. What is going on? Kate Dahl with 23 points. Oh, my goodness. She gets some good looks. Oh, now the Blackjacks steal the ball. They lead 35-32, 25 seconds to go. Give it to Kate. Give it to Kate. Let her shoot. There, she's got it. She wants to shoot. Jansen comes up with her. Now to Swedinski. Alyssa pulls it back out. going for the last shot. Here's Dahl with the ball. Jorgens. Esling puts up a shot. Good! It's a three-pointer by Esling! Arrow from Esling for three. 3 seconds to go. Half-court shot, no good. And there we are. Half-time. And the Dawson Boyd fans come to their feet. 38-32. Blackjacks at the half. What a exciting last minute here in the first half. How about Kate Dahl? That was unbelievable. But we got another half to play. It's going to be a barn burner. Call a friend, text a friend. Down the tune to 92.1. We got a good one. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111. Or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome back to McRae High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. What a first half of basketball here between the Wolverines and the Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd leading at the half, 38-32. Blackjacks took an 8-2 lead to start the game, and McRae came back, took a 15-14 lead with 11 minutes to go. It was tied up a number of times, 23-23, 32-30, and then the last minute, Kate Dahl hit, well, she hit three-pointers to end the half. She was wide open, and she knocks him down. Great job by Kate. 38-32, Dawson Boyd leading at the half. Let's go through the scoring for the McRae Wolverines. Annie Bourne with a bucket. Emma Tyne with 7 points. She has a three-pointer. Brielle Jansen, and the ninth grader, leads the Wolverines in scoring with 12. Sydney Tyne with 11. So Tyne with 11, Sydney. And then Jansen with 12. For Dawson Boyd in the first half, Chelsea Usby with 2. Haley Anderson with 2. Swedinski hit a three-pointer. Rachel Jorgens with a free throw. Allison Esling with 7. And your leading scorer is Kate Dahl with 23 points. She hit 4 threes, and then she was fouled shooting a three-pointer, went to the free throw line, and made all three free throws. And she's been on fire here in the first half. 23 points for Kate. What a first half for Dahl. Blackjack's playing very well. Let's look at some other girl scores tonight. Looks like a final in Granite Falls. Yellow Medicine East beat Benson 50-30. Haven't got a score yet from Pipestone and Mineota girls playing in Pipestone tonight. Yellow Medicine East, as I mentioned, beat Benson 55-30. Boys basketball. Game's just about over at Lacapal Valley. The Eagles look like they're going to fall to KMS 62-38. The score is 62-38 right now with 2 minutes left in the game. And the last report I got, Dawson Boyd boys leading McCray in the first half. They're 10-4. That game looks like it just got underway. And with 6 minutes left in the ball game in Camby leading Mineota boys 56-51. Lakeview leading Yellow Medicine East 47-29 with 9 minutes left in that basketball game. And that's some of your updates here at halftime. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Well, our next broadcast will be Thursday from Dawson Boyd High School. Section Team Wrestling begins. And Team United having a fantastic season. They'll start out section play at home. Didn't bring my bracket with me, but they'll take on the winner. The two teams will wrestle at 6, and the winner of that will wrestle Team United at 7 o'clock, and you'll hear that game right here on Q92 with Dick Newman, with Dick Newman and Danny Lee on Thursday. And then Friday I'll be at Target Center covering state dance with the Lacapal Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Friday is jazz, Saturday's high kick. Also, Yellow Medicine East and Montevideo in state dance this year. And something special is going on. Some former Shadows who are coaching teams, Grace Johnson at Holly and Madeline and Lydia Offit, are coaching at New London Spicer, the Black Cats they're called. And they qualified for state in high kick and jazz, so they'll be at state as well. And it'll be fun to see some former Shadows now coaching, taking their teams to the state dance tournament. That's Friday and Saturday. And then on Saturday afternoon, we'll have Team United Wrestling from Worthington. Possible two matches there. Well, we'll take a break. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Catch Fashionista Fridays with Monica at 9:15 on Friday morning, this Friday morning, I believe. And we thank Monica Boffin for sponsoring the Halftime Report all the time.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. By A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
All right, welcome back to McCray, everyone. Paul Waymo here for Q92 Sports on this Tuesday night. We got a good one. Blackjacks leading the Wolverines right now, 38-32 to start the second half. See if the Blackjacks can pick up their eighth win of the season. I tell you what, I've said this to Rachel and I've said this to a number of people. What the Blackjacks have done from the beginning of the season till now, the improvement that you see in these Blackjack girls is amazing. From game one to right now. All right, McCray will have the possession. Blackjacks will remain in their zone defense. McCray with the ball. They're going to my right now. Here's Jansen. Top of the key to Sydney. Tyne in the corner to go. The number zero, Ella Keenitz. Jansen down low, shot up, good. Oh, that wasn't Jansen. That was number four, Emma Tyne, with the basket. Shot put up by Dawson Boyd, no good. Anderson with the rebound, put back and good for Haley Anderson. Haley Anderson with 2 points. That's her fourth. 40-34, Dawson Boyd leading, just underway here in the second half at McCray High School. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. McCray down low to Jansen. Wolverines passing the ball around the goal of the basket, and they score. That's number three, Sydney Tyne. And that gives her 13. She'll go to the free throw line. Not sure who the foul was on. Ooh, that was on Haley Anderson. She's going to have to come out of the game. She just picked up her third personal foul, and in is Alyssa Swazinski. And Alyssa's aunt and uncle, Mary and Dan, are listening from Connecticut tonight online. Shot put up, no good, and McCray gets the rebound, put back, that won't go. Now we got a whistle going for the rebound, and a push foul on McCray. Kate Dahl grabbed the board. 40-36, Blackjacks. A little pressure put on now. Blackjacks break that pressure. Chelsea Hughesby quickly got it across midcourt. Now she double-teamed, nowhere to go with the ball, and now we're going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd. That was away from the basketball. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul on Hughesby. So Chelsea just picked up her third. Not sure what she did there. She had the basketball, was looking to try to pass it. I'm not sure if she threw an elbow trying to create some space. What happened? Anyway, McCray with the ball. They're down by four. Almost threw it away. Blackjacks to go to Keenitz on the right wing, right in front of head coach Sean Condon. Top of the key. Now they lob it underneath. Good defense there by Dahl. Blackjacks really playing well tonight. Here's Jansen for three. From way out, nothing but net. Brielle Jansen hits her first three-pointer. She's got 15 points in the ball game, and it's a one-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 40, and now a push by McCray on Essling. Blackjacks with a one-point lead, 40-39. Hasted's going to inbound the ball. Ayanna Hasted inbounds it to Kate Dahl. Back to Ayanna. Now here's Essling for three from the top of the key. And missed it. Hit the rim. And Jansen grabbed the rebound in the corner. And Brielle will bring it across the court. Hard to believe watching her play. She's only a ninth grader. Well, the McCray Wolverines with a basket here can take the lead. They're down by one. Here's Sydney Thine for the lead and a three-pointer. No good. Chance with the rebound and put back. And the McRae Wolverines have taken a one-point lead, 41-40. Essling to Hasted. Hasted back out to Swedinski. Alyssa back to Yana, top of the key. Alyssa. Swedinski with the ball, now a whistle. And we're going to foul Alyssa. Pass the ball to Essling. And I don't know if she carried the ball or what. Turnover there by Dawson Boyd. So McRae with their one-point lead, 41-40. They have the possession here. Going to my right. Sydney Thine down low, almost picked off there by Jorgens. Blackjacks have a couple players in foul trouble. Shot put up from the baseline, no good. Has to try to grab the rebound. McRae keeps the ball. Here's a three-pointer that's short by the Wolverines and a whistle and a foul on McRae. And Sean Condon jumps to his feet. Can't believe that call. Number three, Sydney Thine. That's her first personal foul. 14:39 to play in this basketball game. These two teams played in overtime in Dawson just last week, or 2 weeks ago. Right now, the Blackjacks down by a point. They can take the lead with a basket here. Kate Dahl, who had 23 points in the first half, to Swazinski. Back to Kate. Quick pass to Hasted. Scores! Anna Hasted! What an assist by Kate Dahl. Oh, Anna's wide open underneath the Blackjack basket, and the Blackjacks retake the lead, 42-41. From Dahl to Hasted. McRae passing the ball around the perimeter. Here's Bourne, goes to the basket, shot no good, gets a rebound and puts it up and in. Annie Bourne with 4 points, and the lead changes again. McRae, 43-42. Here's a three-pointer by Hasted from the top of the key. Ricocheted off the rim and went out of bounds. So McRae will get the ball with their one-point lead, 43-42. What an exciting girls' basketball game here in McRae tonight. As I mentioned, these two teams played in overtime. 57-53 win for McRae. Ball went out of bounds, and McRae will keep the ball. Got a final in boys basketball. KMS beat La Capara Valley 62-40. That's a final. And Camby Lancers beat Mineota 68-57 in boys basketball. Here it's 43-42 McRae. And driving to the basket is Annie Bourne, and she picks up six. And it's a three-point lead for McRae, 45-42. Swazinski with the basketball at the top of the key. Now the Dahl. Kate drives to the basket, puts up a jump shot inside the free throw line. Short, hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Annie Bourne. Bourne feeds Emma Tine scores. And McRae on a bit of a run here, 47-42. With 12:49 to play, we'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. By Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net. By Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
Welcome back to McRae High School. McRae Wolverines leading Dawson Boyd 47-42. The Wolverines are on a 15-4 run to start the second half. 15-4 run. Coach Rachel Hawkinson calling the timeout. All right, Blackjacks with the ball. down by 5. Esling to Halstead. Ayana passes the ball to Alyssa. Swinski in the corner back to Halstead. Here's Dahl. 47-42. Esling bounces it to Jorgen. Shot from the baseline. No good. Has to, had the rebound then, but she threw it right off. She was off balance and threw it right into a Wolverine. Now we're going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd as the McCray Wolverines bringing up the ball up. Yeah, 15-4 run by McCray to start the second half. See if the Blackjacks can get a little bit momentum back right now, but McCray with the ball underneath their own basket. Oh, all alone, and Time missed the rebound. Now it's rebounded by number 3, Sydney. And McCray leading 49-42 right now. Here's Halstead. Is it Swazinski? Alyssa puts the shot up. It's short. And McCray with the ball. They throw it up to 4. And there's she missed the shot. That was Emma Thine. And we got a whistle going for the rebound. Alyssa Swazinski with a close-in shot there. No whistle. Dawson Boyd fans hollering for a foul there, didn't get it, and McCray went quickly up the floor. Well, it was a turnover there by McCray. I'm sorry about that, didn't catch that. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Swazinski from the free throw line passes the ball to Esling. Esling puts up a long shot, no good, hit the rim, and there's Jansen with the rebound. 49-42 McCray. Jansen's going off, taking it herself to the basket, and she's fouled either by Halstead or Dahl. Stopping the clock with 11:19 to play. Kate Dahl, her first personal foul. Kate with 23 points. Brielle Jansen at the free throw line. She leads McCray in scoring with 17. Jansen's free throws rolls around the rim. No good. Score remains 49-42. McCray. Got Anderson and Hughesby on the bench with 3 personal fouls. Second free throw is good by Jansen, gives her 18. So the Blackjacks are down by 8 now, 50-42. Let's see if they can get some mojo back here. With 11:12 to play in the ball game, Kate Dahl gets it to Swazinski, passes it to Esling. Esling for 3, rattled. Oh, it was in the cylinder and popped out. Rebounded by McCray. That ball was in the cylinder and popped out for a three-pointer. That would have been a huge basket. Oh, good defense by Halstead. Ayana steps in front of the pass. She'll bring it down the floor, gives it to Esling. Esling. Now to Dahl. To Swazinski on the left wing. Swazinski drives baseline. Passes it back over to Halstead at the free throw line. 50-42, Blackjacks desperately need a basket. Swazinski for 3, no good. Rebounded there by Emma Thine. Here come the Wolverines with their 8-point lead. Biggest lead of the night for either team. And a shot put up by Jansen, no good. And Halstead and Jansen grabbed the ball for the rebound, jump ball possession with McCray. Well, the Blackjacks had a 38-32 halftime lead. Swazinski and Jorgens come out of the game now. Haley Anderson and Hughesby back in for Dawson Boyd. McCray will inbound the ball. McCray went on a 15-4 run. 3-point shot, no good by McCray. Picked up by Allison Esling. And Allison, the junior, back over. Now Jansen steals the ball. What a ball player. Real goes in for the pass layup and scores her 20th point. She is all over the place. They got her listed at 6 foot. I think she's taller than that. Esling from the free throw line. 10-point lead now for McCray. Blackjacks cannot find the basket here. Now Jansen steps in front of the pass, steals it again, goes in for the layup. Another layup for Brielle Jansen. 22 points for Jansen. 10-9, 25 to go. 54-42, McCray, 12-point lead. Blackjacks need a basket. Here's Dahl. Dahl for 3. Hit the side of the rim, no good. Jansen with the rebound. And I think Halstead fouled her, Halstead or Hughesby. If it's Chelsea, it'll be her fourth. No one's going to call it on Halstead. 54-42 now. McCray leading Dawson Boyd with 9-11 to play. Halstead's going to come out of the game. Looks like Alyssa Swazinski back in. So we got Hughesby, Essling, Anderson, Dahl, and Swazinski on the floor for Dawson Boyd right now, and they need to have a stop here. McCray, here's a three-point shot put up by Annie Bourne. No good. Rebounded by Chelsea Hughesby. Hughesby will bring the ball across midcourt for Dawson Boyd. Essling on the right wing. Blackjack down by 12. Dahl, who was on fire in the first half. She had 23 points in the first half. Passes it. Here's Swazinski from the free throw line. Alyssa missed everything. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be McCray ball. Boy, the Blackjacks just struggling here in the second half. They've only scored 4 points. McCray brings the ball up the floor. Jansen at the top of the key. Swings it down low to Emma Tyne. Back to Jansen, and it goes into the McCray bench. 22-4 run right now here in the second half for the McCray Wolverines. 8:15 to play. Dawson Boyd will need, oh, the pass down low. Haley couldn't catch the ball, went off her hand, and it's picked up by Emma Thine. Blackjacks, or Wolverines, on offense, leading 54-42. Brielle Jansen goes to the basket and lays it up short. Rebounded by Chelsea. Here's Essling. Essling to Hughesby, to Dahl. Dahl tries to force the ball inside. Brielle Jansen picks it off. She's going down the floor, turns around, shoots, missed the shot. Kate Dahl with the rebound with 7:34 to play. Blackjack's got to go on a big run here. Essling takes it herself up the middle, and she's fouled. Allison went right up the middle, threw a kind of a one-handed floater in the paint. And really got a young refereeing crew tonight. So Allison Essling will go to the free throw line. Not sure what the delay is here, but Allison will get the free throw. Free throw's up and no good. Blackjacks had 38 points at half, at 42 right now. Coach Rachel Hawkinson pacing back and forth. Allison Essling, second free throw is good. 8 points for Allison. She had 7 in the first half. McCray, 54. Dawson Boyd, 43. Brielle Jansen's on fire. She'll put up a three. That's way short. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to the top of the key. Here's a three-pointer, and it's good. By number 0, Ella Keenett. A three-pointer by Keenett. That's her first basket of the night. And Coach Rachel Hawkinson calling a timeout. 7:09 to play in the ball game. It's McCray 57, Dawson Boyd 43. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, welcome back. McCray leading 57-43. It's a 25-4 run. Oh, there goes Hasted to the basket. Liana makes a basket as she's fouled. Liana picking up her fourth point of the game. And she was fouled by Emma Thine, the freshman. So Liana will try to go to the free throw line, try to make it a three-point play. And she does that with a free throw. Nice job by Liana. Well, some time left here. Let's see what the Blackjacks can do. McCray playing a heck of a second half. Jansen goes down low, hands the ball off to Emma Thine. She missed the shot. Blackjacks get the rebound. Up to Kate Dahl, 57-46. Dahl into Anderson and picked off by Emma Thine. Boy, Emma Thine is all over the place. She's 5'11 and a freshman. Oh, driving to the basket is McCray's Bourne on the baseline, and she is fouled by a Blackjack. Stopping the clock. Anderson picked up her fourth foul. 6 minutes, 23 seconds to go. And the free throw good there by Annie Bourne. Gives her 7 points. Allison Essling back in the game. Anderson's got to come out. Four personal fouls for Haley. 58-46. Bourne's second free throw. Bounces back and forth. No good. Rebounded there by Kate Dahl. Essling. Blackjacks have to hurry here. 6:17 to go. Down by 12. Dahl will put up a three. Oh, it's rattled in and out. Wow. Blackjacks needed that. Oh, McCray goes right down the floor and scores. Number two, Annie Bourne with 9 points. And it's 60-46. 5:50 on the clock. Blackjacks on offense. Dahl top of the key. Left wing to Hughesby. Hughesby. Hasted going to the basket. Hughesby hits her. Liana's shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Liana Hasted. Liana with 7 points in the game, all in the second half for Hasted. 60-48. Coach Rachel Hawkinson clapping her hands. 5:22 to go. Here's Jansen with the ball. McCray leading 60-48. Sydney Thine. Back over to Annie Bourne. Travel. Turnover by McCray. Dawson Boyd will get the ball. This is a big possession here. Every possession now for the Blackjacks. They need to score. They really dug themselves a hole to start the second half, and they haven't crawled back yet, but they're getting there. Hughesby down low to Essling too far, and McCray gets the basketball. Turnover there by Dawson Boyd. They go baseline. Nice defense by Hasted. Here's Keenitz outside the three-point arc. 4:46 to go. 60-48, McCray leading. Sydney Thine with the ball. Left wing, drops it down low to number four. Emma, shot, no good. She's going to the free throw line. Number four, ninth grader Emma Thine. Ooh, Liana just has to have just picked up her fourth foul. And so Emma Thine with 11 points. Free throws missed. Well, it's hard to believe next week we're going to start section play. And girls basketball, the seeding is this Friday. The seedings are this Friday. Second free throw missed by Thine. Picked up there by Kate. Blackjacks with the ball. Hughesby, cross court to Swazinski. Swazinski with the ball. Looking, he passes the Dahl, top of the key. Hughesby turns to the basket, goes to the basket. Chelsea pisses it off the glass. Nice play there by Chelsea Hughesby. 4 points for Chelsea. Hey, folks, it's just a 10-point lead right now. 60-50 with 4:04 to play. 10-point lead. They go down low to Jansen. Oh, way open is Sydney. Shot no good. Here's a three-pointer by Emma Thine. That's no good. Emma lets it go out of bounds. or Allison Essling lets it go out of bounds, and it'll be Blackjack basketball. So here, with 3:47 to go, Blackjacks are down by 10. They need a run here quick. Essling to Swazinski on the left wing, right in front of Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Alyssa drives to the top of the key, over to Essling. Essling drops it down low, and the ball's loose. It goes out of bounds, and the last touch by McCray. It'll be Dawson Boyd basket ball underneath their own basket. They're down by 10. Kate Dowell will get the ball. Blackjack's going to have to shoot the ball. They get it in the half-stead. Essling, way out. Back to Dahl. Down low to half-stead. Shoot. Oh, she missed the shot. There's a good opportunity here, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be McCray ball. Nice pass down to Anna. Anna just couldn't make the basket there. 3:15 to play. Here comes McCray with their 10-point lead. Oh, it's stolen by Essling. Allison across midcourt. She's going to go to the basket, and she's fouled. And Allison Essling stops the clock with 3:04 to play, and it's 60-50. You know, it's a three-point shot. Anything can happen. 10-point lead is nothing with a three-point shot. Essling will be at the free throws. That stops the clock. That's important for the Blackjacks. And the free throw is missed by Allison. 60-50 McCray. Blackjacks led 38-32 at the half. Second free throw by Allison is good, giving her 9 points. She had 7 in the first half. She has 2 free throws here in the second half. Under 3 minutes to play now. 60-51, 9-point lead. Oh, it goes down low, and Swazinski almost fouled. Went off Alyssa's hand. She almost stole the ball, Swazinski did. Timeout McCray will take a commercial break with 2:48 to play. It's McCray 60, Dawson Boyd 51. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oaks Family Boarding Facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
We're back. Paul Ramel here at McCray High School tonight. The 9-point lead for McCray with 2:48 to play. McCray will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They get it in. They're not going to be in any hurry here. You're going to want to run some clock if you're a Wolverine. Oh, now they got a wide open shot. Jansen scores an easy basket. 24 points for Jansen. And she's got a lot of basketball left in her career. She's only ninth grade. Here's Swazinski from way out. Corner three-pointer. That glanced off the rim. Hasted with the rebound. Kate Dahl gets it back. Blackjacks keep the possession. And now it's stolen by guess who? Brielle Jansen. And Husey comes up from behind. Oh, she just tied her up. Good defensive play there by Husey. Thought they're going to call a foul on her. Nice play by Chelsea. Wow, that was impressive. Well, 1:58 to play. Blackjacks down 62-51. They're going to have to launch some threes. Hughesby lines it up. Essling outside the three-point arc. Here's Hasted. Now Hughesby. Hughesby bounces it in to Sosinski. Alyssa shot and scores. Sosinski with a basket. Gives her 5 points. Alyssa had a three-pointer. It's 62-53. 62-53. Blackjacks down to the Wolverines. They try to go down. McCray tries to go to down low to Jansen, and it's knocked out of bounds. Stopping the clock with 1:25 to go. Oh, that was the fifth foul for Hasted. So Anna Hasted has fouled out of the game with 1:25 to play. Hasted fouls out of the game. Puts Jansen to the line. Free throws, nothing but net. ...63-53... back to a 10-point lead. Jansen's second free throw is missed. Dahl with the rebound. Blackjacks quickly up the floor. Essling baseline. They got to shoot the ball. Sosinski down by 10. Here's Anderson. Anderson to Dahl. Sosinski has a three. And bounces and no good. And it's rebounded by Jansen. That would have been a huge basket. Under a minute now. And it's a 10-point lead. And Dahl fouls Keenitz. And Keenitz will go to the free throw line. Well, timeout, Dawson. Boyd, it'll be a full timeout. We'll take a commercial break. McCray leading 63-53 with 52 seconds left. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, we're back here at McCray High School. 52 seconds left in this game. It's a 10-point lead for McCray, 63-53. Coach Rachel Hawkinson calling a timeout. Blackjacks had a couple good looks at threes. They just couldn't knock them down. So Ellie Keenitz will go to the free throw line for the Wolverines. 52 seconds on the clock. Blackjacks had a 6-point lead at half, 38-32. Here's the free throw, no good. Rebounded by Haley Anderson. Here come the Blackjacks, down by 10. Dahl with the ball. To Sosinski, drives baseline. Alyssa kicks it out to Essling. Essling for three, good! And she's fouled! Allison Essling hits the three-pointer, and she's fouled! Oh, my! And it could be a four-point play with 40 seconds to go. It's 63-56. Allison at the line. Free throws up and miss. No good. Rebounded by McCray's Emma Tyne. And now we got a whistle. We're going to foul number 11, Dahl, Kate. That's her third. And Annie, number four, Emma Tyne, will go to the free throw line for McCray. 63-56. Free throws missed by McCray's number four, Emma Tyne, a ninth grader. Boy, that was a big three-pointer by Allison Essley, and then she was fouled. Here's the second free throw, and that's missed. No good. falls loose on the paint, and we got a jump ball. No, a timeout called by Coach Sean Condon of the Wolverines. We'll keep it right here with 36 seconds to play in the ball game. It's McCray 63, Dawson Boyd 56. McCray hasn't scored for a while, so see if the what the Blackjacks can do here. The issue is, well, it's water under the bridge now, but the Blackjacks just did not get off to a good second half. McCray outscored them 22-4 to start the second half, and they just haven't recovered. So right now, 63-56, a 7-point lead. Blackjacks could get the ball and come down and hit a three right away. 36 seconds to go. Timeout by Coach Condon. Blackjacks come on the floor. They got Dahl, Hughesby, Sosinski, Anderson, and Essling. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up after the game is over. McCray will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Looking to inbound it, and they get it into Jansen, who's had a phenomenal game, and now a foul on Dahl. Jansen with 25 points. Kate Dahl has not scored here in the second half. She had a tremendous first half of 23 points. Jansen at the free throw line, and it is no good. McCray missing their free throws here down the stretch. Second free throw here by Jansen. That's on its way, and that's good. Well, Blackjacks got to throw the ball up here. Down 64-56. Dahl. Sosinski for three. No, way short. Anderson with the rebound and puts back. Anderson scores, but a little too late. 64-58 with 16 seconds to go, and now Essling will foul Sydney Tyne, and Sydney will go to the free throw line. I believe she's going to SMSU to play volleyball next year in Marshall, I believe. 15 seconds left, 64-58. Free throw is good by Sydney. That gives her 16 points. Second free throw is nothing but net. Blackjacks with 15 seconds to go, down 66-58. Dahl from way out three, that missed. Rebounded by McCray with 5 seconds to go, and we're going to have a foul, Dawson Boyd Sosinski, I believe. So Blackjacks played hard tonight. They gave it everything they had, let me tell you. And McCray played a much better second half. McCray will be at the line here. This is Annie Bourne, I believe. Free throw's good by number two, Annie Bourne, and gives her 10. Got four players in double figures for McCray right now. Second free throw makes it look good. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Essling will put up a three at the buzzer. And there's your final. McCray, 68. Dawson Boyd, 58. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Cambie. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Cambie.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics, from our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases. Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Cambie, and Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Cambie. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockprow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockprow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to McCray High School. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. Well, kind of a tale of two halves. It was a very exciting back-and-forth first half. Blackjacks had a six-point lead, 38-32 at the half. And then McCray just went on a monster run of, I think it was 22-4 at one point. And Blackjacks, they were held to 20 points there in the second half. And McCray wins it 68-58. 10-point win for the McCray Wolverines tonight, when just 2 weeks ago they went into overtime in Dawson. So McCray outscored Dawson Boyd in the second half, 36-20. Blackjacks just couldn't get nothing going in offensively in the second half. Kate Dahl, who scored 23 points in the first half, was held scoreless in the second half. Let's go through the scoring. First for McCray, Ella Keenitz with 3 points, Annie Bourne with 11. Sydney Tyne had a nice game. She had 17. Emma Tyne had 11. And Brielle Jansen had 26. She led the Wolverines in scoring. She had a great second half. She had scored 14 points in the second half, 12 in the first half. And she had a lot of steals. For Dawson Boyd tonight, Ayanna Hastad fouled out of the game. She ended up with 7 points. Chelsea Huseby added 4. Haley Anderson, 6 points. Alyssa Sodinsky had a 3-pointer in the first half, had a field goal in the second half for 5 points. Rachel Jorgens with a free throw. Allison Esslin with 12 points. And your leading scorer was Kate Dahl. Kate had 23 points tonight, all in the first half. She actually hit 4 3-pointers, had a couple field goals, and then she had 3 free throws, which she was shooting a field goal, or she was shooting a three-pointer and was fouled. And so Kate went to the free throw line, knocked all 3 free throws down in that first half. But boy, they shut her down in the second half. Kate really didn't get a lot of shots off in the second half, and was held scoreless, as I mentioned, by McCray there in that first half, or second half. So the Blackjacks fall to 5-12 in the conference, 7-16 overall. McCray improves to 12-6 in the conference, 14-10 overall. Other girls basketball tonight: Pipestone beat Mineota 81-62 in Pipestone tonight. 81-62, Arrows over the Vikings. Della Messinese beat Benson 55-30. And other scores here, looks like end of the halftime, Laverne 41, TMB 19. Boys basketball tonight out at Lacapaul Valley, KMS beat the Eagles 62-40. And in the second half, it looks like Dawson Boyd was leading McCray in Dawson 57-39. Canby Lancers picked up a win tonight, beating Mineota in Canby 68-57. Lakeview down Yellow Medicine East 58-45. And Russell Tyler Ruthen, with just a few minutes left in the ballgame in Tracy, beating the Panthers 53-27. Our next broadcast will come Thursday. Team United Wrestling, Section Team United Wrestling, Thursday, 7 o'clock, Dick Newman, Danny Lee from Dawson Boyd High School. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday will be State Dance at the Target Center. Lacapaul Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows at State Dance, and along with Yellow Medicine East and Montevideo. And then Saturday, we'll continue State Dance with High Kick on Saturday. And I'm assuming Team United will be in Worthington Saturday. Possible two matches, 12:30 and 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Dick Newman, Danny Lee with that call as well. All right, that wraps things up here tonight. I should mention B-Squad tonight here in McRae, 19-6. And your final score, 68-58, Blackjacks losing to the McRae Wolverines tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio and our fine sponsors here on Q92. I should mention the Neon Needles Subway player of the game. I'm going to give it to Brielle Jansen of McRae, 26 points. And Brielle's the Neon Needles Subway player of the game. Our A-plus cooperative play of the game is a steal, two steals by Jansen, and the easy buckets there that really got the Wolverines going there in the second half. With that, 68-58 win over McRae over Dawson Boyd. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company,
Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth Tennessee whiskey.